National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell says he has no plans to get rid of the team name, the Washington Redskins.
Let me remind you, this is the name of a football team. A football team that's had that name for 80 years and has presented the name in a way that has honored Native Americans.
Redskins is a football name, but for some it was a name that kids taunted them with.
Jeff Smith, I'm a member of the Macaw tribe. When I was a young person and people called me stereotypical names for Natives, you know, I didn't really understand why it hurt, but on reflecting on it, it's like those people were trying to, those friends and those classmates were trying to get one up on me. They were trying to put me down. They were, you know, they were associating me with bad images of Native people. It hurt, you know. When I hear that nickname used for the Washington football team, I feel like they don't really care about how other people feel. They put their selfish interest first above that, you know, and their attachment to that nickname.
Macaw Jeff Smith, along with many other Native Americans, has spoken out against the Washington Redskin name, and that's the reason that Washington State Senator, Washington Senator Maria Cantwell is pressuring the NFL to get rid of that name. Senator Cantwell told me yesterday why she sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Goodell.
We certainly have heard from Native Americans and wanted to say to him that we think it's a problem and that the NFL should get behind changing the name.
Commissioner Roger Goodell says that the Washington Redskins nickname has been, quote, presented in a way that honors Native Americans, end quote. What's your response to that?
We have 29 tribes in the Northwest, and there are hundreds across the nation, and their national organization say that both the name and the way that it is used is offensive. And so I'll take the Native Americans who are the representatives of their people, and I'll take their word for it because it is offensive.
You've brought up the possibility of taking away the National Football League's tax-exempt status. A lot of people might not know that it has that status. Could you do that?
Well, I think that is the kind of surprising thing to people when they find out that Commissioner Goodell makes $30 million and that they get tax breaks. But yes, we look at this issue from the perspective of it's time to have tax reform and close tax loopholes. And one of the things that you look at is where can you, you know, close loopholes? To me, certainly if somebody has a tax break that is for education purposes, they shouldn't be using terms or terminology that are considered slurs.
What would you like to see the National Football League do in this case?
I'd like them to say that they support a name change.
Representatives of the Oneida Indian Nation have asked NFL executives to sanction Washington Redskins owner Daniel Snyder. Do you agree with that?
Well, first we got to get the team, the NFL, to take the right position here. And once they do, then I think we can talk about lots of different things that might happen.
There's the NFL executives, then there are the other owners of NFL teams, like Paul Allen, who owns the Seahawks right here in Seattle. Have you talked to him about trying to apply pressure from that direction?
I haven't talked to Paul Allen about this, but I do think the Seahawks are a great example in their logo of somebody that has embraced Northwest Indian culture and made it part of the team culture as well. So I think it's a way of embracing and our cultures working together as opposed to being opposed to something because it's offensive.
It sounds like you feel pretty strongly about this. Why not pick up the phone and call Paul Allen and see if he can help your efforts?
Well, Paul's been a little busy lately with his own efforts. And frankly, what happened is we were very shocked by the commissioner's press conference a week ago. So I'm sure in the future we will.
Senator, why is this such an important issue for you?
We represent a lot of Native Americans across our state, and currently I've been working as the chair of the committee that oversees these issues. But I guess when you look at these issues, you want to embrace, you know, where we've been in the Pacific Northwest, and that is, you know, we oftentimes honor this historic relationship. We hold with pride these contributions to our culture. And so to come to another part of the country where they don't seem to quite get and understand how offensive this is, it just seems to me that we can bring a little more Northwest, you know, eye-opening to people here in the D.C. region.
Washington Senator Maria Cantwell on the letter that she and a fellow legislator sent to the NFL urging them to get rid of the Washington Redskin name. We reached out to the National Football League for comment, and we did not hear back. This is The Record.